live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. That's right, the end of the week is here and the weekend is near. Thank you so much for allowing Current Sports to be a part of your weekday afternoon. We got a lot to get to on today's Current Sports. Friday is always a busy show, customarily, because we are, of course, previewing the weekend that will be in the world of sports, and it will certainly be a busy one as the NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs continue. We dive into the NFL Week 3. Your beloved Detroit Lions will be hitting the road, heading to the desert to take on the Arizona Cardinals, a team that is 2-0. While, of course, the Honolulu Blue is still searching for that first win of the NFL year. You know, we've talked about how this team has struggled in the first 2 weeks. You've heard my thoughts on the future of the organization and Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn, how they have totally mishandled where this team should be trending. And that's in the right direction because, look, I think the Lions have a very talented team, but development has not been there, and I'm not a big fan of how they have drafted throughout their tenures. So you have what you have, and the Lions are who they are, and that is not a very good organization. So will the Lions be able to get win numero uno on Sunday at Arizona? We'll dive into that. Also, I'll have the full slate of your high school football action here in the greater Lansing area. Stick around for that. And, of course, we'll have Reflection Friday for you guys, where I take a look at the week that has been here on WKAR's Current Sports and bring to you some of my favorite moments, maybe a moment or two that we haven't gotten to. Also, there's a pretty big UFC fight for all of my fight fans out there taking place on Saturday night. One of the most entertaining men in all of Ultimate Fighting Championship, Israel Adesanya. He's so good. So good. But he'll be in action against Paulo Costa on Saturday night. I'll be watching that, as well as, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers and Denver Nuggets game, as LA is now just one win away from booking a ticket to the NBA Finals. So as you see, a lot to get to, folks. I want to hear your thoughts, though. Do you believe that the Detroit Lions will be able to pull off some kind of improbable victory over Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals? Because we all know, I mean, the Lions are good for like one or two upsets in the NFL year. It always happens when it's not supposed to happen with this team, right? A lot of people feel that way. I still believe that the Lions have no shot against Arizona, especially with the way they have been playing so far. And I'm curious to know, talking to my Detroit Lions fans out there, I'm curious to know how many of you are rooting against the Lions moving forward just because you want to see a drastic change moving forward with this franchise. because, you know, a 2-3-win season would almost ensure, in my opinion, that Matt Patricia or Bob Quinn and Bob Quinn would not be with this franchise come next season, or at least one of them is getting the boot. Is that what you're rooting for now? You want the carnage to be so in your face, so undeniable, that Sheila Ford has no choice but to let go both or at least one of them. All right, and I think the seat that is hottest is, of course, the coach, Matt Patricia. So I want to hear from you. You guys know that you can call in and leave us a voicemail at 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News and leave us a comment anywhere there on our Facebook page. You can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR or tweet the show at WKAR News. But hey, you know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Okay, and let's start here again. High school football week 2. I know it's great to have high school football back in your lives, folks. I'm just hoping that these young men continue to stay healthy. All right, Friday's games, though, folks. Portland at Charlotte, DeWitt at Grand Ledge, Fowlerville at Hazlitt, Lansing Catholic at Ionia, Holt at Waverly, Eaton Rapids at Mason, East Lansing at River Rouge, St. John's at Williamston, Fowler at Dansville, Bath at Fulton, Saranac at Langsburg, Potterville at Pawamo, Westphalia, Madison Heights at Bishop Folly at Lakewood, Olivet at Perry, Leslie at Stockbridge, Owosso at Lake Fenton, Corunna at Clio, Alma at Freeland, Midland Bullock Creek at Ithaca, Carson City Crystal at Coleman, Ottsville Lakeville at Ovid Elsie, Portland St. Pat at Vestaburg, Gobbles at Maple Valley, New Haven Merritt Academy at Morris, and Weberville at Bloomingdale. So those are your local Lansing area high school football games for week 2. And some very interesting matchups. And I must say, you know, fingers crossed, this will be the season opener for East Lansing High School, seeing as though they had their season opener canceled last week after Portage Central coach tested positive for COVID-19. All right. So, and again, we're going to see this. I mean, it's so hard to contain the coronavirus, and it's so potent. You just don't know. And, you know, East Lansing, that cancellation won't be the first cancellation that we see in our local high school football scene. But again, they're going to play these games and try and truck through it. So that's your lineup. And again, attendance varies based on the school district and how they're handling things and based on those respective area numbers. All right. Okay, moving along here, as I mentioned, the Detroit Lions will head to Arizona this Sunday for a 4:25 p.m. kickoff time against Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. Now, if you remember last year, both teams tied in the season opener against one another, which was the NFL debut for Murray. The Lions, still searching for that first win of the season at 0-2, are 6-point underdogs coming into this game against Arizona. Again, the Cardinals undefeated at 2-0. Kyler Murray and that offense for Arizona has played really well. We'll see what happens on Sunday in the desert. And an injury report for you guys. Desmond Trufant is making progress in his return from a hamstring injury, and it's possible that the Detroit Lions corner could return to action this week. Trufant was a limited participant in Thursday's practice after missing 4 straight and last week's loss to the Green Bay Packers. He injured his hamstring September 13th against the Chicago Bears in that season opener. Lions head coach Matt Patricia said before practice that Trufant would not be doing much on the field, but the 30-year-old took part in all individual drills and showed no signs of injury while working at full speed. Rookie Jeff Okuda, he will make his second start on Sunday against the Cardinals if Trufant can't play. And we all know it was a rough debut for Okuda last week against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. He struggled, to say the least, all right? Wide receiver Kenny Golladay, he was limited at practice for a second straight day, but is in line to make his season debut on Sunday. Golladay strained a hamstring in practice on September 9th. So that's your injury report for the Detroit Lions. Again, we'll see what happens on Sunday, and we'll see again if Desmond Trufant can go. And if not, the rookie Jeff Okuda will again be thrown into the fire. All right, and mind you, when you look at that Arizona Cardinals team, they have some very, very talented wide receivers. I mean, they still have Larry Fitzgerald over there. And also, they picked up DeAndre Hopkins from, of course, the Houston Texans organization. D-Hop is one of the most talented wide receivers in the game. So, we'll see what happens, right? And again, we'll be previewing that game in just a moment. All right, the Detroit Tigers falling to the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Relievers Tyler Alexander and Gregory Soto squandered the momentum by allowing four runs in the sixth inning, leading to an 8-7 loss for the Tigers, who are 22-33. Again, as I mentioned on yesterday's Current Sports, mathematically eliminated from the MLB playoffs. But again, 22-33 after that 8-7 loss last night against the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. Miguel Cabrera and Willie Castro combined to go for 6-10 with 6 ribbies. In the third inning, Castro did his part with a 2-run homer to left off of Royals lefty starter Chris Bubik, pulling his squad to within 1 run. Leading the Tigers with a .344 batting average, Castro finished 3-for-5 with 3 ribbies. Rookie third baseman Isaac Pedreas extended his hitting streak to 10 games. Game 2 of the 4-game road series for the Tigers is tonight at 8.05 p.m. And, of course, that series concludes in KC on Sunday. And my eyeballs were glued to, of course, the NBA Western Conference Finals last night, trying to root for those Denver Nuggets to even things against LeBron James and the LA Lakers. But unfortunately, Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, they couldn't get the job done, losing 114-108 at the hands of the Purple and Gold. And now LeBron and company are just 1 win away from booking a ticket to the NBA Finals. I think we all kind of expected that, though, right? LeBron James and the Nuggets, and his Lakers will take on the Nuggets, trying to book that ticket on Saturday night. So, looking at that game last night, Jamal Murray, he was fantastic. 32 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists. Anthony Davis led the way for the Lakers with 34 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. And props to LeBron James, who had 26 points, 8 assists, and 9 rebounds. So, what, 2 assists away and 1 rebound away from having a triple-double. For LeBron James, though, I got to give him props because he took on the challenge in the fourth quarter of guarding Jamal Murray, was able to contain him a bit, and really helped the Lakers down the stretch of that game. So, LeBron James in year 17 still showing that, you know, he's willing to accept the challenge and, you know, show that he is still a dominant force in today's game. All right, so again, Lakers-Nuggets, that series continues on Saturday night. We'll see if the Nuggets still have some life in them. All right, the Miami Heat will play the Boston Celtics tonight at 8:30 p.m. as Miami leads that series 3-1. If they win tonight, Miami will book a ticket to the NBA Finals. How about that? I really thought that we were going to see Boston as that team to make the NBA Finals, especially with the way that Jason Tatum has played throughout this year and, of course, in the bubble as well. But Miami has seemingly come out of nowhere. You got to give a lot of credit to Eric Spoelstra, LeBron's former coach, Dwayne Wade's former coach, Chris Bosh's former coach. He was the lead man in charge of, that tandem, or that trio, I should say, that led to some rings, right? But Eric Spoelstra showing that, you know, he is an amazing, amazing coach, and now is just one win away from the NBA Finals himself, all right? So, again, that game taking place on ESPN tonight at 8:30 p.m. And in the Stanley Cup Final tonight, 8 p.m. on NBC, the Tampa Bay Lightning will take on the Dallas Stars as Tampa Bay tries to make it 3-1, now leading the series right now 2-1, all right? And UFC Saturday night should be really fun. I am really, really, really looking forward to Saturday night. You know, in addition to the Lakers and Nuggets game, you also have some UFC action as Israel Adesanya will take on Paulo Costa. I mean, these are two men who are both undefeated. Israel at 19-0-0, Paulo Costa at 13-0-0, undefeated. Israel is one of the most entertaining fighters in the game. I mean, he is just a great personality and a very talented fighter in the octagon. And I love how he comes out. You know, he's a dancer as well. He comes out and hits you with a few moves and then goes in there and kicks tail. He's amazing. 6'4", 185. He's got an 80-inch reach and hasn't been beaten. But Paulo Costa with a 72-inch reach at 185 as well. He's 6'1". He is not a lie-down fighter. He is a guy who is going to give you all that he has. You've got 9 prelims leading up to that middleweight main event title fight. Looking forward to that one as well. All right, so I had to throw a little fight action in there for all of my fight fans out there. But that will do it for your current sports quick hit headliners for this September 25th, 2020. Friday edition of Current Sports. Again, if you would like to weigh in anything on your sports noggin, you can do so by picking up that phone and leaving us a voice message at 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Leave us a voicemail there, and I will roll it in come Monday's Current Sports. And it'll be cool if you guys weigh in with some thoughts and predictions on what's going to happen this weekend, and we'll see who's right, right? we'll put you guys on the spot. Do you think that the Detroit Lions, this is the biggest question. Do you believe the Detroit Lions will pull out that victory over Arizona? I think it's a pretty obvious no, but hey, make your argument that I'm wrong. Make your argument that I'm wrong. I don't know. What are your thoughts on what we will see come Monday? What headliners will I be reading as far as the LA Lakers, the Denver Nuggets series? Will the Lakers be in the finals by the time I see you all again on Monday? Will the Miami Heat be in the NBA Finals by that time as well? I want to hear your thoughts on that. Or again, just anything that you want to chat about, you can call that number, leave us a voicemail there, weigh in at facebook.com/WKAR News, and you can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. When we come back, we will preview Lions and Cardinals and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. It is September 25th, and I hope you guys are having a great one out there. Moving along. Lions Cardinals. Your Detroit Lions are just a bad football team. And when reading the pulse, and putting my finger on that pulse right now, Detroit Lions fans, I am shocked that, first off, you haven't flatlined. But second off, many of you are just frustrated, are just completely up in arms with this organization and want to see change. And you have been demanding change for years. Look, none of what we're seeing with this organization is new. This is an organization that has been one of the laughing stocks, one of the afterthoughts in the National Football League for years. Folks, the Lions have not won a playoff game since the early 90s. They have gone through so much coaching turnover. Quarterback after quarterback has been criticized due to bad play. I mean, I could go on and on when it comes to just how historically bad this organization has been for a long time. And why? Because of that, none of you should be surprised at what we are looking at each and every Sunday. It's atrocious. So with that being said, with me having that what did you expect demeanor, there are still some Lions fans out there, many Lions fans out there, who have hope in this team and would like to debate about how the Lions go about putting the wheels back on the track. And I think I am speaking for the majority here when I say that this team needs a complete rebuild. That's where we're at right now. No longer can we sit here and try and force the Bob Quinn, Matt Patricia era, because it's year three now. And the Lions will be 0-4. Going into that bye week after they lose to the New Orleans Saints next week. They're not going to beat the Cardinals this Sunday. They're not going to beat the Saints the week after. They'll head into the bye week 0-4. And I believe that the Lions, my prediction is that the Lions will get that first win of the season against the Jacksonville Jaguars. A talented team, but a very young and inexperienced team. If they're going to get one, you know, other than Chicago, they should have beat Chicago. They should have beat the Bears. We all know that. And heck, they had a double-digit lead against Green Bay, to be honest with you. Becoming the first team in NFL history to lose four straight games after leading by double digits. Crazy, right? First team in NFL history to do that. But you know, looking at this beginning slate, if you were going to win a game, it was going to have to happen against the Chicago Bears. And now I don't see them getting the dub until they play the Jaguars. And it has been just so tough to watch because, you know, year three is when you really can start judging, you know, the tenure of a coach, in my opinion. You know, the first 2 years, you're still dealing with, you know, players that quote-unquote weren't yours. But year three, you know, you've been a part of now two drafts. You can work those guys in. Your culture becomes established at that point. So year three, we can really judge you. How are those young pups developing under your leadership? And as I mentioned earlier this week, I mean, you look at guys like Will Harris, Jarrett Davis, Jelani Tavai, Tracy Walker, Amani Arruwe. These are all young pups under the leadership of Matt Patricia who are not performing well. They have moments. The Jarrett Davis play blow up in the first quarter of that game last week against the Packers. Amazing. Tracy Walker had moments as well, but they're not consistent enough. They have like one or two good plays a game. That's it. Not consistent. And Jeff Okuda, you know, I hate to say this, Jeff Okuda, I hate to say this because I don't like making hard assumptions about the talent of young players, period. I don't care what sport, after just one game. No, it was one game against the Green Bay Packers. I understand that, but history has shown us that when it comes to talented cornerbacks in the National Football League, you either come out the gates playing amazing, or if you don't, you don't turn out to be a great cornerback. That's what history has shown us. Either you start off hot or you're not. And Jeff Okuda against the Green Bay Packers was not great. He seemed intimidated. You know, you saw some plays where he was just completely, not some plays, many plays where he was just completely lost. Receivers ate him up. You know, I don't know if it was nerves, but again, history shows us that first game is a pretty good litmus test for the rest of your career. Maybe Jeff Okuda is the exception here. But there's got to be a change. Matt Patricia, I don't know if he's going to survive the rest of this season. The full season, I should say. You know, I could see, you know, week six, seven, maybe eight, the Lions continuing to stockpile the losses. Matt Patricia done. That's it. And you know what really got me, though? When looking at that loss to the Bears, a reporter asked Matt Patricia about his failures in the fourth quarter. His inability to get his team to figure it out in the fourth quarter. And he brought up his tenure back with Bill Belichick, referring to those moments where, well, look, I have one of the greatest plays in fourth quarter history, so I don't think there's a problem there. Matt, we're not talking about your past. We're talking about you on the sidelines with that pencil in your ear, rocking the silver in Honolulu blue. This is a what have you done for me lately business. Not a what have you done for me, what, 5-6 years ago. Come on, man. You know better than that. And that comment was a window into just how frustrated he is, I'm sure. Because, you know, athletes and coaches say all the time, look, we don't read the press clippings. We don't hear what you guys are saying. We don't watch the TV shows, blah, blah, blah. It's impossible to shield yourself from that stuff in 2020, especially with social media, you know, the 24-hour news and sports news cycle. It's impossible. He hears the chatter. He hears the criticism. Let's not fool ourselves here. And just listening to the kind of questions that come out of your press conferences after every single loss, you can kind of gauge the mood that Detroit Lions fans are in right now. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. Pun intended. Right, Matt? So, Matt Patricia has proved nothing. Now in his third year as the head man in charge of this team. And especially that defense can't slow down anybody right now. And don't even get me started on how, you know, Matt Patricia and the organization, they let go of Darius Slay, you know, and Golden Tate. Two really beloved guys for that organization. That was the wrong move. And Slay was just really irritated with how things went down in, you know, that whole situation with him and Matt Patricia, because he was very angry about the incident that sent former Lions safety Glover Quinn away from the organization. Slay was very irritated with that. That was a wrong move. I mean, those are things you want to keep. You want to keep your locker room as tight as possible. And Darius Slay, one of the most talented defensive players in the league, he's now in Philly. He was angry about Glover Quinn not being with the team. That really hurt that relationship. They just made bad move after bad move. Matt Patricia doesn't know how to lead a football team. Simple as that. And I think many Lions fans out there, again, putting my finger on the pulse of Lions fandom, conversations I've had, you know, in the barbershop the other day with a lot of diehard Detroit Lions fans, you guys want to see it burn. And I can't blame you. You guys want to see the Lions lose out or lose most of your games moving forward. Because at the end of the day, it's really hard to, you know, players aren't going to underperform. Look, you can't do that on the football field. You'll get hurt. All right. You're asking for an injury if you do that. And also, when it comes to your own individual stock, if you want to have a future elsewhere away from the Lions organization, you got to perform. All right. So the Lions players aren't going to underperform on purpose. I mean, come on, man. That's just stupid. But at the end of the day, if you're a fan, you got to be rooting that they don't perform well. They continue to perform poor, because if they do, and they continue to stockpile the losses, you've got a great chance at true change. Simple as that. You know, and I've been asked about Matthew Stafford. You know, Matthew Stafford is a guy who I think will go down as the greatest Detroit Lions quarterback of all time. And I don't want to say that isn't saying much because it's the Lions, but Matthew Stafford, you know, this is a, you know, one-time Pro Bowl talent, a player that 2 years ago we had dubbed the Lions the Cardiac Cats, because Matthew Stafford just kept leading this team to wins in the fourth quarter when they were down. He was amazing, even in the MVP conversation at one point. I think Matthew Stafford now, and he has certainly contributed to this 0-2 record so far this year. He's not looked great. Costly interceptions. I mean, just think about that Chicago Bears game, right? That interception in Chicago territory. You can't do that. But I think right now we're looking at a beaten up Matthew Stafford and a guy who's just kind of going through the motions, collecting a check at this point. He knows his team isn't great. Matthew Stafford has never been one of those players who's going to speak up and voice his frustration in the media. You rarely see him do that. He looks like, to me, he's just kind of going through the motions at this point. That Matthew Stafford nonchalant-esque attitude where, like, I'm just going to take it game by game and hope that we can pull out a victory. I'm going to play my hardest when I'm out there. He's a beaten up man. Look, you know, he's not a spring chicken anymore. You know, he played with a broken back, for goodness sake, last season. Not a great offensive line. He's a beaten-up man who's collecting a check at this point. And, you know, when his career is said and done, we'll be thinking about Matthew Stafford. What could he have been if he was on a different team, a better team, right? We'll always wonder that because Matthew Stafford is a talented QB. Right now, we are seeing bad play from him because, one, he's got a bad team around him, and two, I don't know if he's 100% healthy. Not to give him an excuse, but I don't know. So, I'm with you, Detroit Lions fans, who lean on the side of the fence that says, look, continue to blow games so that we can look toward the future and rebuild. And Jeff Okuda, we'll see what happens this weekend, but look, I didn't like the pick at number 3 to draft a cornerback then, and I for sure don't like it now. I would have drafted for the future. I would have taken Tua Tagovailoa. And I would have given this franchise some hope at its most important position, the most important position in the game of football, that being the quarterback position. So I want to hit our final break now, and I'll dive more after this break into the specifics of what we could see this Sunday, Lions and Cardinals. We'll be right back. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I now want to dive into the specifics of that Lions and Cardinals game on Sunday. I'll be brief here. Look, the Cardinals are one of the up-and-coming teams in the National Football League, led by a very dynamic and entertaining quarterback in Kyler Murray. And, you know, one of the only things holding them back is that they do play in the very difficult NFC West. Cliff Kingsbury, is doing a solid job after really completely shifting the identity of the Cards. And it's pretty crazy when you look at just 2 years ago, Steve Wilkes was running the show. And now in Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins, you have got a recipe for really one of the more fun teams to watch in the National Football League. It still amazes me that, you know, Houston was willing to, to give up, D-Hop to Arizona. Still can't believe that he's not with Deshaun Watson in Houston. But that's the Cardinals' biggest threat. You know, D-Hop, you know, biggest move of the offseason, trading for DeAndre Hopkins. Look, Larry Fitzgerald is still over there as well. He is still playing at a high level, but Hopkins is a receiver who is in his prime. 28 years old, he gives the Cardinals a receiver to pair with Murray into the future. The weak link for the Cardinals, the cornerback position. Patrick Peterson still holding down the Cardinals secondary, but there isn't anyone else on the back end that really makes you shake in your boots. So the key for the Lions will be giving Matthew Stafford enough time up front to take advantage. It comes down to in the trenches. It comes down to them giving Matthew Stafford time in the pocket to throw. So, these two teams feel like they are trending in the opposite direction, and yes, that is what's happening. 0-2 versus 2-0. The Cardinals poised to make a run at their division. Then you have the Lions, who feel like they are barely treading water right now. And I don't see, when you look at the Detroit Lions right now, there is nothing that you can harp on where you're saying to yourself, and I said this on Monday, where you're saying to yourself, well, the Detroit Lions do have fill in the blank. Nothing is going right for this team right now. Nothing is giving me hope in this team. Nothing is giving you hope in this team. So my prediction, my final score, I am going with Cardinals 31, Lions 17. That's my final. 31-17, Lions take the loss. They go to 0-3. The uproar continues. Then they start prepping for the New Orleans Saints next weekend. What say you? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number that you can call. And leave us a voicemail at. Leave us a Facebook page comment at facebook.com/WKAR News. And you can also tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. And I want to roll into some Reflection Friday here as well. And I do want to talk about the NBA playoffs. You know, last night, LeBron James and the LA Lakers, they got the job done. That's exactly what you expect from an NBA championship favorite LA Lakers team coming off a loss the way they did to the Denver Nuggets the game prior to yesterday. That's the kind of response you want. And, you know, I want to give some credit to Frank Vogel, who made the decision to start Dwight Howard last night because, you know, he realized that, look, in order to slow down Nikola Jokic, the Joker, you got to throw some bodies at him. You got to get physical with him to try and, you know, knock him off his game. And when you got Anthony Davis, 7-footer, paired with Dwight Howard, 7-footer, both strong, both athletic, that's a handful for any team with a talented big man, let alone Nikola Jokic. I think they wore him down in the paint. I mean, and just look at just looking at how that game started. I mean, Anthony Davis, is he good or what? I mean, he's really the key. He is the best player on that LA Lakers team. No offense to LeBron James. No offense to LeBron James, stands out there. I'm sorry. But Anthony Davis is the key to the Lakers winning an NBA championship. AD came out with something crazy like 5 for 5. Could not miss. And when you've got a 7-footer who can shoot the way he does, who can rebound the way he does, who can play defense the way he does, it makes it tough. It makes it incredibly tough. And if you don't throw an extra body, pair it with that initial defender, it can be really bad. But with that being said, I mean, Denver still finds a way to stay in because the key for them, Joker's going to do what he does. He's going to get his. But how about the emergence of Jamal Murray throughout the NBA bubble? This dude, you know, I put on my Facebook status yesterday that I'm hesitant to call him a superstar right now. But I tell you what, I am very close to doing it. If he is able, I just want to see him do it in a normal NBA environment. If next season he's doing this stuff, you got to put him at the level of superstar. Because every single game, I mean, he is oohing and eyeing us as basketball fans. I mean, last night, you know, they were comparing that up and then under and then around move over LeBron James. They were comparing that move to Michael Jeffrey Jordan, the GOAT. And yes, there are a lot of similarities to that move and what MJ used to do back in the day. I think they compared it directly to the highlight of MJ against Denver. Ironic, right? Against Denver, I think it's the greatest basketball move of all time, where Jordan comes from the left. He takes off near Pluto. He's sideways in the air, One defender jumps, moves the ball to his from his right to his left. Another defender throws a hand in the air, moves the ball then from left to right, goes on the other side of the basket. This is all while in the air, mind you. Hang time ridiculous. Throws it up off the glass and in. Jamal Murray channeled his inner MJ, if he has some inner MJ in him, and I think he may have. So that was fun to watch. Fun to watch. He is a fun player to watch. But I want to give a lot of credit. You know, there are some people out there who no, I'll say this. Let me rephrase that. There are many LeBron James stands out there who think that I don't give LeBron his props, that I'm a LeBron hater, which is not true at all. Not true at all. My stance on LeBron James comes from the place of comparison of those who try and say that LeBron James is greater than Michael Jordan. And that is not the case. That ship has been sailed, and LeBron James, it's going to be a long time, I believe, until we see another Michael Jordan. I don't know if we'll ever see another Michael Jordan. I don't think so. So that's where my place of comparison and irritation comes from when I discuss LeBron James. But LeBron James is an incredible basketball talent. LeBron is going to go down, in my opinion, as the second greatest basketball player to ever live. High praise. What's wrong with saying that? No offense there, you would think. But the LeBron James fans thinks that he is the greatest to ever do it, and they have no idea. Just watch The Last Dance. Okay, that's all I got to say there. But with that being said, you know, so many LeBron James fans out there think I just hate on this man, but no, I give him his props. I give him his props when they are due. And last night in that fourth quarter, they were due. Because LeBron James took on that challenge, and you rarely see LeBron James do this. But he took on that challenge when he saw Jamal Murray going off the way he did. LeBron James said, okay, look, I got him. Let me guard him. LeBron said after the game, it was winning time. It's winning time. Let me guard the player who is going off, because if he continues to go off, we may be looking at a tied series and we don't want them problems. So LeBron stepped up, played great defense, with the exception of that one play where it was a three-point game. And Jamal Murray drove on LeBron James. Jamal completely got fouled on the play, got smacked on the wrist. The referee swallowed the whistle and kept it pushing. But other than that, I thought LeBron James played pretty good defense and was able to contain Jamal Murray. But then I see another report. I don't know if you guys saw this report, but the LA Lakers, they presented a case to the NBA saying that LeBron James is not getting enough free throw attempts. Are you kidding me? It's like the Lakers put together some kind of PowerPoint presentation with notes saying, "Hey NBA, look at this. He's not getting a call here or there or here or there." I've never heard of that before. Which further irritates me when discussing LeBron James. I don't know. I don't know what that's about. Good win for the Lakers, though. They're one win away now from the NBA Finals. Props to them. Folks, I want you all to have a great weekend. Again, check out that Israel Adesanya versus Paulo Costa fight. Saturday night, Israel is the favorite at minus 180. I'll be locked into that. Enjoy week two of high school football action. Great to have it back here in the area. I'm just hoping that these young men continue to stay safe. But until we meet again on Monday, folks, I want you all to have a great weekend. Be safe, be smart, and as always, be easy, people.